sudden. Like a lightning bug. But brighter. Whiter. Coming towards me. Interesting. Saves me the trouble of going myself. Hello? Is somebody there? Your light is blinding, but so perfect. Is it warm, your light? Only a little. Sorry, do I look scary? I am a moth, of course. Couldn't you tell? These are my wings and my arms. And your light. Could I have this light of yours? Only for a moment. I would just like to look. Pretty. I like this light. Are you sure I cannot have it? You cannot see without it? I could guide you. For a price, of course. I'll be needing this light from you. Oh, so pretty. Where do you need to go? This way? This way? Or perhaps this way? Or this way. Forearms comes in handy for directions. Isn't that fun? I see. Yes. Yes. I know what you're looking for. I've heard of this place. Perhaps I've even flown by it once or twice. If I remember correctly, I think it is this way. You want me to fly you? Oh, silly. No offense, you look much too heavy. And my wings are oh so frail. I have never seen someone else out here. Only only the bugs and the birds, the lizards, the snakes. What is it that brings you out here? Adventure. How interesting. Yes, it does get quite lonely. Only myself to talk to. Well, I remember being just a normal worm eating away, and I made my cocoon. It was so much work. So very big. When I came out, the other moths did not understand me. They were even scared. Now I look more like you do. Less like a moth. Yet, I also know that I am a moth. Who knows why I have become this way? Perhaps it is a blessing. From the moon, of course. Isn't she beautiful? She whispers to me sometimes. Yes, the moon. Of course she can whisper, silly. You only have to listen. Do you hear that? She calls to us now. She says, "It is good for me to help you." And that I should seek your companionship. I do not seek to question why the moon says the things that she says. I only seek to obey. Will you accept my companionship? Perhaps I can guide you to more places in the night. Under the cover of darkness. You think that could be useful to you? Well then, that is good news indeed. So then, you really want me? As your partner? Ah. The moon rejoices. Can you hear her? She is content. Perhaps she wishes me to move up in the world. Well then, companion, we are off for adventure. Doesn't that sound so fun? You do not want adventure? I'm confused. What is it that you want? I see. You wish to offer me something warm. I am listening. I do also enjoy warmth. What do you need my hand for? All right. I shall choose to trust you. After all, you are my partner. Here. It is indeed warm. But I don't understand. This is you. You want me to touch you for your warmth? That is a kind offer. Are you sure it will not bother you? After all, I am not human. I do not want to frighten you or disgust you in any way. I see. Even the touch of me is comforting to you. That is good to know. Where is it all right for me to obtain warmth from? Anywhere. I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. What do you mean by anywhere? Certain parts of you are covered by clothing. Surely everywhere is not possible for me to touch. You have something especially warm for me. Where is it, if I might ask? I would oh so love to be warm. The warmth and light is so enchanting. Almost like my dear mistress, the moon. Here, under your all right, feels a little strange on my hands. It's getting harder. Is that supposed to happen? I see. So that means I'm doing a good job. It's getting warmer too. Then I shan't stop. Can I rub it on my face? So warm. If I put it in my mouth, more warm stuff will come out. Well, I suppose I can't say no to that.
Like this.
It is warm, and there's so much. Do you think I could have more? Okay. When we get